When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brian is reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm, as they say, in a pickle.
Mm,
okay. And I thought, what the heck? I'll reach out to you two.
Mm.
You see, my girlfriend let her best friend go into our bedroom to borrow a phone charger.
Sure.
While she was there, she snooped through our bedside table, then confronted my girlfriend about what she found. Easy.
I was going to say, what are you doing looking through a bedside table?
1,000% yes. That is part of this issue here.
Okay.
She found a note in a closed envelope from a third friend asking my girlfriend to be a bridesmaid. The snooper was not asked to be a bridesmaid, and she refuses to acknowledge the violation of her privacy or apologize.
Mm.
I literally want to ban her from the house for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
If that weren't awkward enough, we're hosting an engagement party for the bride-to-be, to which she has been invited, which complicates things.
Yeah.
So, my friends, what would you do? Thank you.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate real quick. Is it possible that she didn't find the phone charger right away and innocently just opened up a bedside drawer? Because, you know, that could be where a phone charger would be, right?
Yes, but you don't open an envelope and read what's in it.
But if it's
not addressed to you.
Yeah, I know. But then you open the door and then you see the envelope that says, like, save the date or something like that. And it looks very formal and you recognize the handwriting and you're like,
if it was just like a save the date card with all the information readily available to read right there. Okay, maybe it's a little bit more, you know, understandable, but this was in an envelope.
Envelope that was closed. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right.
She gets it out and reads it.
You're right.
That is a problem.
You're right. Well, I mean, that's water under the bridge. We can't do anything about that now.
No, but she hasn't apologized for that part.
I don't think
that is a problem.
Well, okay. I think you can, what?
Again, layers. This one has layers.
Yeah, because she is going to be at their house for the engagement party, right?
Yes. I feel like Brian's girlfriend has got to be like, listen, you know, this is between you and the bride. Like, really, this has the whole thing that she, this friend, has not been asked to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, it's not, exactly. So that issue needs to be taken up with the bride.
Okay. Yeah, how do you, I guess, then ban a friend? Because I don't necessarily disagree with a partial ban or permanent ban from this friend.
Yeah, I don't think she was going in there with the intent to snoop around and try to find evidence of something. I think, you know, she could have stumbled across it innocently enough. It's the violation, though, of the, oh, what's this envelope?
Mm-hmm.
And then reading what's inside is not cool. But I think the consequence of that is learning some bad news that she wasn't invited to be a bridesmaid. But then again, that issue, I think Brian's girlfriend needs to say, listen, you need to take that up with her, the bride.
I think we probably also figured out why she probably wasn't invited
Maybe.
To be a bridesmaid.
We might be getting some insight into that too.
All right. What's your story about this? What's your thought? 502-795-1997. How do you, because if she is a friend, especially a best friend, as it's described, how do you approach the best friend? What do you say to make it so it's clear that she's not allowed to go through stuff? And, you know, obviously when friends are of the level of, quote, best friend, maybe she just feels like, hey, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine sort of thing. And she didn't feel like she was doing any snooping. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe. But Brian and his girlfriend are legit, like, innocent bystanders in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So in every part of it. So I don't think the friend has any right to be mad at Brian's girlfriend for being asked to be a bridesmaid. And then it's not like they were purposely concealing anything, because it's the bride's job to go around and ask the bridesmaids. So that's probably, again, why didn't you tell me? Well, you know, it's because it's the bride's job to tell you.
All right, 502-795-1997, group therapy. So Brian and his girlfriend have been confronted by his girlfriend's best friend. You keeping up?
It's a little bit. You almost need a diagram.
I know, right? So anyways, she found out she wasn't invited to a bridesmaid, to be a bridesmaid to a friend's wedding while she was snooping while looking for a phone charger in their bedroom. Now there's a couple of issues to deal with. Brian wants to just ban her altogether from the house. How do you just even approach that as it being now your girlfriend's best friend?
Exactly. It's just, it's really complicated on a couple of levels. Vixen says, we're all a little nosy sometimes. I have a couple of best friends. We don't hide anything from each other, just saying. But I'm also the kind of friend that if I was hiding something and my friend found it before I had a chance to tell them, I would just be like, you know, sorry I didn't tell you sooner.
Oh. Brad checks in and says, hey, new segment idea. You do the group intervention along with group therapy and call this girl and break the news to her that she's banned.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's your old pal, Ben and Kelly.
Brian and his girlfriend don't want you at their house for a while. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we can do it. We don't have any emotions invested in this.
I mean, that's rude.
All right, Nikki, and like what would you do if it was your best friend that you found snooping?
Oh, if that was me, I'd be upset. Yeah, you'd have to sit down and talk with them about that because that's just crossing the line. Like, we've been best friends for years, but I hope she's not snooping in my bedroom side table.
Yeah, I wouldn't snoop in somebody else's stuff.
So
you never know what you'll find.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if I were snooping in your bedside table, what would I find?
No way.
That's probably not appropriate for us to talk about.
That's a side street.
All right, ready to go down?
I mean, I just wanted to toss it out there, see if I'd get you to answer. All right. Hey, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Hey, have a great day.
All right.
Oh, it's not often we get besties on the phone together to chime in about stuff. That's great.
I like that.
I love it. I think you in this situation, we really need to just like kind of deflect it and just say, sorry, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't know like how to tell you. How do you start that conversation of, hey, you know, our friend's getting married. I'm going to be a bridesmaid. You're not sorry.
Yeah, you know, I think you start it with the, you know what? Sorry that you're not a bridesmaid. That's something you're going to have to, you know, take up with Bridget. I'm assuming
Bridget the bride.
Yeah, Bridget the bride to be. But while we're on the subject, you know, I don't like the fact that you were just kind of going through my stuff. And I know, you know, hard conversations are tough to have, especially with best friends, with family members, with things like that, you know?
But kind of confrontation gives me hives thinking about it.
No, but sometimes, sometimes it's better to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off, say what you need to say. There's going to be a period of hurt feelings maybe, but then everybody knows where they stand and can move on.
Well, and also, I mean, do you say, I also didn't think it was my place to have that conversation with you.
I think the bride needed
to have the conversation with you. Yep. So I was just trying to stay out of it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I think we're good.
Yeah. Well, Chrissy was like, maybe she didn't even need a phone charger. She was just actually snooping for the invitation to be a bridesmaid to confirm that other people had been invited and she hadn't. Well, there is that. There's that theory.
And Allie checks in on text and says, my best friends know that if I ever die, clean out the side table first before the parents get there. All right. Hey, you know what? Good luck. I think there are a lot of suggestions, but yes, I think an awkward conversation with your bestie is probably the place to start. And kind of, you know, I hate to throw the bride to be under the bus, but I mean, that's ultimately who decided to be who she decided to be in her wedding.
Yeah, so that is bestie's responsibility to take it up with the bride. But also, yeah, I think maybe Brian's girlfriend's just like, well, why were you snooping? Like, why did you read what's in an envelope that it was not to you?
Okay, there you go. Thank you for checking in. That is group therapy.